Lastly now, I'm going to just mention a few things, and then this isn't last, but it's an interesting thing. Would you read Who God Uses? This is a little humorous, but there's something good to be seen in this.
God grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know it's me.
That's a very important piece of understanding. And the next time you feel like God can't use you, just remember this.
Adam was a sinner. Noah was a drunk. Jacob was a liar. Moses had a stuttering problem. Samson was a womanizer. Jonah ran from God. Job went bankrupt. John the Baptist ate bugs. Peter denied Christ. Lazarus was dead. David had an affair, and Paul persecuted Christians.
Now, it's humorous, but the point of it is this. Everybody has frailties. We're not talking about people who have no problems, people that don't have faults and frailties. That's the human condition. The beauty of the message of God is, in spite of our frailties, God will use us. God will raise us up. We're still not going to be perfect. It's not about perfection. Don't let perfection rob you of your good. Yet strive for perfection. Don't willingly compromise. But don't be so disappointed in your own frailties that it keeps you from picking up the load that you've been given to carry. So I just want to share with that one thing. We're all pretty much part of the wayward. But God has a plan for those who are sincerely turning to Him with all their heart and wish to serve. That's who we really are. We're humanity. But we have noble possibilities. And we need to let it come to us. Noble I made thee. Wherewith dost thou abase thyself? Out of the clay of love I molded thee. How dost thou busy thyself with another? Turn thy sight unto thyself, that thou mayest find me standing within thee, mighty, powerful, and self-subsisting.
O friends, be not careless of the virtues with which ye have been endowed, neither be neglectful of your high destiny. Suffer not your labors to be wasted through the vain imaginations which certain hearts have desired. Ye are the stars of the heaven of understanding, the breeze that stirreth at the break of day, the soft flowing waters upon which must depend the very life of all men, the letters inscribed upon his sacred scroll. With the utmost unity, and in a spirit of perfect fellowship, exert yourselves, that ye may be enabled to achieve that which beseemeth this day of God.
Dear friends, if we can realize this is a description of what a Baha'i is. There's so few of us. We are but a smidgen of humanity. Yet this is what we've been given to do.